Rowe's four Confederate battle flags were found on the grounds of what's called the new Ebenezer Baptist Church, right near the Martin Luther King Jr. Center this morning. Maintenance workers discovered the flags right around 6 this morning as day was breaking. They've been removed by police and federal authorities, who are now investigating. WABE's Lisa Hagan was on the scene this morning. She is with us now with an update. Lisa, thanks for coming in very quickly.
Yeah. Hello. Nice to be here.
Let's set the scene first, because many people think of Ebenezer Baptist Church. They think of the church where Dr. King preached. That's not the site where this happened, although it is right across the street. This is the new sanctuary that was built in the last few decades, and it's also right near the visitors center that's run by the Interior Department.
Right. So where these flags were found were sort of laying, strategically placed is the word that the police were using, around on the ground. There were a few in front of some trees. One specifically was placed in front of a Black Lives Matter poster that was on display at the church.
That's a little early to tell, but there's obviously talk of hatred as the motivation here, but has anybody yet said this could be a hate crime?
Well, actually, no. At the moment, it's still very, very early, and police are being very circumspect about what they're able to say and the charges that might come out of it. But we do have this from Chief Turner of the APD.
Obviously, by placing the flags of the Confederate battlefield on this historical site, there's no way that we cannot classify this as a hate crime.
So, Lisa, have we had any response from the church? And I understand there was also a meeting taking place with some national pastors here. Did we hear from any of them?
Right, absolutely. Pastor Warnock did come out and speak to the press about this. You know, he was shocked, but he said not surprised. We have a cut from him as well.
To place Confederate flags on the campus of Ebenezer Baptist Church after this horrific act in Charleston. In the wake of all that's happening in our country, whatever the message was, it was clearly not about heritage, it was about hate.
And Raphael Warnack is the pastor of the new Ebenezer Baptist Church. What was sort of the conversation then? I know you were at that press conference. Were there growing, did people talk about, we are concerned because of Charleston? Did that conversation continue to go on?
Oh, absolutely. Charleston was on everyone's mind there. And not only that, but, you know, there's been talk about too much focus on these symbols of the Confederacy and racial segregation in the South. But the pastors that were meeting there were specifically there to discuss, you know, mass incarceration in the U.S., police shootings, that sort of thing. So there are a lot of issues that are conflating around this at the same moment.
And Lisa, when we talk about what charges could be brought, obviously this was church property, so perhaps trespassing could be one, but were there any other thoughts about what might be involved here?
So it's a little unclear with the church property because it's also federal park space,
right,
and the grounds are open. It's going to be a little complex. Littering was one charge that I heard. Certainly, there's a potential for terroristic acts here.
Do we know if there was any surveillance that possibly could have caught these or show these individuals who might have left these flags?
There is surveillance, according to APD. There is video footage of two white males placing the flag, and so the police are now investigating that.
And again, you may have covered this, but just to clarify, do you know whether they left anything else? In other words, were there threatening notes or anything like that, or have police even said, or was it just the four flags?
At this moment, all we know about is the four flags.
Right. WABE's Lisa Hagan taking a look at the discovery of some four Confederate battle flags placed near the new sanctuary of Ebenezer Baptist Church this morning. Lisa, thank you so much, and of course, we'll keep track of it with you.
Thank you, guys.
Lisa.